Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Two candidates for Wisconsin's open Supreme Court seat hit the debate stage Thursday night, trading sharp criticism over judicial philosophy and abortion rights. Conservative candidate Maria Lazar says judges should strictly interpret the law, not advance personal agendas. Liberal candidate Chris Taylor accuses Lazar of repeatedly ignoring the law, including a ruling on voter information later overturned by the state Supreme Court. The candidates also sparred over Wisconsin's abortion ban. Taylor says there's never been a candidate more extreme on the issues of reproductive health care than Lazar. But Lazar says Taylor's stance on abortion isn't in line with what the people of Wisconsin think. If Lazar wins, the court's liberal majority would be 4-3, but if Taylor wins, it would expand to 5-2. The election is next Tuesday. A bill to legalize online sports betting in Wisconsin is now awaiting action from Governor Tony Evers. The legislation would expand Wisconsin's definition of a bet to allow online sports wagering. It would also let the governor renegotiate gaming compacts with tribal nations as long as betting servers remain on tribal land. Last month, 8 of Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes signed a letter supporting the bill, though the Menominee Indian Tribe, Oneida Nation, and Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa did not sign on. Governor Evers says he wants all tribes included in the discussion. He has until next Thursday to sign the bill or veto it. Governor Tony Evers signed 33 bills yesterday, everything from safety on school buses to help for homeless veterans. Some of the new laws back rural health care providers, make forest fire programs more eco-friendly, and fund battery recycling. Evers says the bipartisan package shows progress on both economic and environmental fronts while giving local communities more tools to work with. Two people are facing charges due to Wisconsin's new child grooming law. The charges come after Governor Tony Evers signed Act 88 into law, which makes grooming a felony offense in the state. The law provides clear examples of behaviors, such as gift-giving or social media messages, that constitute grooming when paired with the intent of sexual contact with a child. A Madison teacher is charged after exchanging more than 130,000 text messages with a 15-year-old boy, while a man in Rock County was charged with grooming a child with a disability. The penalty for grooming a child is up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. Efforts to quickly and quietly oust the president of the University of Wisconsin system are drawing fire from a Republican legislative leader. Representative David Murphy said Friday that he was troubled that the Board of Regents is threatening to fire Jay Rothman without any explanation. Rothman said in letters to Regents obtained by the Associated Press on Thursday that they were trying to force him to resign or face being fired without explanation. Rothman told Regents he will not resign. Murphy is chair of the Assembly of Higher Education Committee. He says the lack of transparency is unacceptable, and Rothman deserves to know why the board has lost faith in him. With Easter around the corner, food safety experts say you can still dye Easter eggs and eat them safely if you handle them right. Experts say you should first hard-boil your eggs to reduce the risk of salmonella, and then follow the household two-hour rule for the amount of time eggs are safe at room temperature. Both artificial and natural food dyes are fine to use, so long as they are labeled food grade. But if you're planning on an egg hunt outdoors, it may be best to go with plastic eggs and keep the dyed eggs for your Easter spread. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville has announced results from its comprehensive 2025 economic impact study, revealing that for every dollar invested by the state in UW-Platteville, Wisconsin, gains an impressive annual $2.19 in tax revenue, representing a remarkable 119% return on investment. UW-Platteville Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich shared the findings at the Evening of Impact event held Thursday on campus, highlighting the university's role as a catalyst for regional prosperity, workforce development, and social mobility across Southwest Wisconsin and beyond. Addressing an audience of legislators, government officials, community leaders, K-12 partners, alumni, students, and local business owners, Chancellor Ivetovich emphasized UW-Platteville's commitment to community partnership and regional vitality. The study underscores that UW-Platteville's operations and students support over 1,500 jobs and generate nearly $300 million annually in local economic activity. Additionally, approximately 18,000 alumni residing in Wisconsin earn more than $1.7 billion in personal income each year, demonstrating the university's far-reaching influence. On a broader scale, within the tri-state area served by UW-Platteville, the spending power of the 21,600 alumni living and working locally results in an extra $660 million in economic activity and supports nearly 4,000 jobs. Of that, UW-Platteville alumni contribute $551 million in economic output for Wisconsin alone. UW-Platteville views these findings as a catalyst for future growth. The university is committed to expanding its educational outreach, strengthening industry partnerships, and ensuring that regional talent remains and thrives within the area. To review the UW-Platteville 2025 Economic Impact Study, visit uwplatte.edu/economic-impact. Advocates and lawmakers gathered Thursday to mark Autism Acceptance Day, highlighting the importance of moving beyond awareness to action. Autism Society of Wisconsin Executive Director Kristen Engel says true acceptance means understanding and supporting people on the spectrum every day. Fourth grader Ethan Davis, diagnosed with autism at 1 year old, and advocate Aaron Miller with People First Wisconsin shared personal stories about the wide range of strengths and challenges autistic individuals experience. Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed April as Autism Acceptance Month. The Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin will be presenting Snow White April 17th through the 19th and April 24th through the 26th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Rehearsals for the production are currently underway. Andrew Sharp is the producer.
This has been a fun one, and everyone's getting along very well. Not that we usually don't, we usually do, but everybody's having fun. We're ahead of schedule, which is nice for the producer and the director and on the costumer and stuff like that to not be scrambling or feel like we're going to have to be scrambling. So things are going very well.
The version of the classic fairy tale that will be performed by community players was written by Tim Kelly.
Everybody's familiar with the story nowadays in one way or the other. But, long digression, Tim Kelly's version is based more on that original version where the queen tries to poison her three times. First with a bodice that is too tight, and then the dwarves come back and save her. And second with the poison comb, and the dwarves come back and save her. And the third time with the poison apple that gets stuck in her throat. In the old versions, the prince is having Snow White transported from one spot to another, and the servants stumble and jog her, and it makes the piece of the apple in her throat dislodge. So instead of the kiss, it was the apple not being in her throat anymore. So,
along with the adult cast, there are many young actors and actresses in the production as well. Dave Tim is the director of Snow White.
One of the major goals of Community Players is to provide live entertainment for the area, but also an opportunity for young people to come in. And this show just has such an opportunity for so many young people. It's a cast of 30, and I think 20 of them are children aged 12 or under, and some teenagers as well.
The talent of the entire cast, who have been working hard rehearsing, has made directing the play easier.
There are a lot of challenges usually that come in front of a director, and my job has been so easy just because of the talent that has come in and the hard work that they've put in to it. The easiest job I ever had, years ago I directed On Golden Pond, and it's a small cast, which is good for a director, but there's two major roles in that, and I thought, what's going to happen here? And then Louise Murphy and Norbert Kalman walked into the auditions, and it was like, I was done. My job was done. You know, they just did it. That's what's happening here. I mean, with all of the things that are going on, I'm spending a lot of hours, but my job has been so easy just because of how talented everybody is.
You can see the talent of the cast when Snow White is performed April 17th through the 19th and April 24th through the 26th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Friday and Saturday shows will be at 7, Sunday performances will be at 2. Tickets will be sold at the door and are $10 for adults and $5 for those under 18, along with a family package for $25. For questions or more information, email communityplayerssswi@gmail.com.